Yes, everybody, what's going on? My name's Stephen Howson, and this is, obviously, the official announcement that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has now been made Manchester United's permanent manager on a three-year deal. It wasn't quite the 30-year deal that we were all hoping for, but 3 years is a start, innit? We'll get the other 27 years at some point in the near future. So, obviously, the club have announced it this morning, trying to weigh up the pros and cons of why you would leave it till right now to do it. There was talk that they were going to do it on the international break. I wonder why they didn't do it ahead of the weekend. I'm not still sure about why they didn't do that. On the back of two losses, probably not the most ideal time to do it, but when you look at it from the other angle, maybe just ahead of the Watford game, let's give everyone a little bit of a lift just going into that match and see what happens. My reaction, I'm absolutely delighted. When he came in, I didn't even consider him as an option for both interim and for a long-term manager. Obviously, what he did with Cardiff weighs a lot on people's mind. He did actually lift Cardiff a little bit, but he was getting like 0.1 more of a point per game than Malky Mackay was getting before he was sacked. That was a doomed job in the first place. What he did at Mulder's more relevant because he imparted a style of play and he also managed to win a team with a league that had never won the league before. So that's a big step and a big proof of what he was able to do with the job that he was getting at Mulder. Now, yes, Mulder is not Manchester United by a long, long stretch. But when he came into Manchester United, we was like, okay, he's got like half a dozen winnable games there. But the games that Jose had messed up on weren't exactly hard games as well. He was dropping points in matches that he shouldn't have dropped points in. And yet he was still dropping those points. So whether they're winnable games or not, that was what was levelled at Ole in those first few games. Then we went to Tottenham and beat them on their own patch. Then we went to Arsenal and beat them on their own patch. Then we did what? Let me just make sure you get this in your head properly. No other team in Champions League history had gone and done. 106 teams had lost the first leg at home and had to, by more than two goals or more, and gone to the opposition and been knocked out. No one had ever managed to get through after doing that. 106 teams had tried. One team was the only ones that had managed to go on and do it, and that was Manchester United under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. It wasn't just the manner of it. We didn't change our philosophy for it. We didn't do anything different other than Ole played his game, and there was an inevitability about it as well at Paris, which seems mental considering it was a 91st minute penalty. But there was no panic in United. We just carried on playing our game. We brought more forwards on and we carried on going for it, but we didn't really lose our way, and we just continued to play our game, and eventually we got ourselves through. Couple of disappointing results recently, going out of the FA Cup and what happened at Arsenal. But when you look at the overall effect that Solskjaer's had on Manchester United, it's clear to see that he's the right man. And there's no such thing as a new manager bounce, so it's nothing to do with that. I think he just suits this personality and this squad of players better than what Jose Mourinho did. Because if you're looking at this from a logical point of view, you look what Jose Mourinho went on and did as a manager, and what he's achieved and what he's won everywhere that he's been, and you go, this makes no sense. This guy's too inexperienced to be able to go and do what he's done. But we've seen a lot of good managers come from just humble beginnings, and Solskjaer's been a manager for more than a decade as well. I think we forget that. He started with Manchester United reserves in about 2007. So there's a lot of experience in him, not a lot of top flight experience. He's come in, his attitude and his positivity has resonated with this squad, and that's what's managed to get us results. That coupled with the changing style of play. I totally disagree with Louis van Gaal that United parked the bus in the same manner as we did under Jose Mourinho, and that the football hasn't changed. The football's changed drastically, and I'm going to find the stats for you. When you look at how much we used to cross under Jose, the first few games under Ole, we didn't even have an actual cross go in because we're trying to play football a different way. We're trying to play it on the floor and we're trying to work our way around teams that way. You're seeing far many more players getting into the box, and that means that there's more goal scoring opportunities happening for United. Our style of play is different. Yes, Ole doesn't really care for having possession and passes for no reason, which is something that Louis van Gaal did. But to say that his style of play is the exact same as Jose Mourinho strikes me as bitter from Louis van Gaal. He's not being honest there. Solskjaer has got the most points in the Premier League since he's been appointed, 32, with a game less than Liverpool, who are on 31, which, if you take that away from them, puts them back on 28, 4 points more than Liverpool over the period that he's been here. And it's not an inconsiderate amount of time that he's been here as well now. That's over, I believe, 11 games. So that's not bad in the grand scheme of things at all. That is not bad. With the, it can't be 11 games, it must be 12. with what he's done in terms of rejuvenating the squad, he's still got a lot of work to do. He's got to make sure that Paul Pogba signs this renewal. I think the flirting with Barcelona and flirting with Real Madrid and flirting all over the place is different to what it was last summer when I think he genuinely wanted to leave. I think at the moment this is the right time for him to sign a new deal. And I think he's saying, I'll sign a new deal. But because of what we've done with Alexis Sanchez, we now have to make sure we sign him probably in somewhere in the region of £500,000 a week. And do you know what? David De Gea will be well within his rights as well to say, well, I want to match whatever the highest earner's matching because I'm probably the best player at this club. And I think he'd be fair in that assumption. The style of play, as I said, has completely changed. There's a couple of things that he definitely needs to fix, and that's contracts, Herrera, Pogba and David De Gea. We are not going to be a better team if those all manage to leave. There are some possible changes that I think he could bring in to make us better. I definitely think we can upgrade right back. We definitely need another centre-half partnership, maybe even two, to bring in. I would like to see reinforcements in midfield. And there's an argument for somebody on that right side, depending on how he wants to play. Because I do think the 4-4-2 diamond suits the way he wants to play football very well. In which case, you don't necessarily need a right winger to play that. There's talk that there's going to be some sort of a gesture given to Mulder, whether that's a cash payment as compensation, whether that's some sort of regular friendly. Maybe that's what we loan them some players and give them a bit of a fighting chance in the Norwegian league. The big one I think we have to tie down now is Mike Phelan. There's been some noises to the effect of Solskjaer's happy with Kieran McKenna, Michael Carrick, and the goalkeeping coach, I think he's called him Emiliano. But Mike Phelan is still contracted with Mariners. So I don't think it's a coincidence that Solskjaer was announced today, the day that Mike Phelan gets back from Australia. Because Mike Phelan's spent international break in Australia, and I think there's a very, very real chance that Mike has been over in Australia negotiating either his exit or how he intends to do both jobs at one time, which he's sort of mentioned that he would like to do. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see how all that plays out. I think Mike Phelan is a big part of this, and he's a big key of this. If you're absolutely delighted with the news, why don't you drop us a like on the video? How about that? What are you guys saying in the comments? Should we have a look at some of the questions and stuff in the comments? Is anyone unhappy with the appointment, actually? Because I actually think most Reds are pretty happy with it. Is anyone unhappy with it? What if he's mint? I've had a lot of them today. A lot of people just writing Ollie. Without Mike Phelan, Ollie won't be able to do the same job, says Lemperer. That's a good point. Now, on the Pochettino one, because there's a couple of people talking about Pochettino there in the comments. I think Pochettino's done a great job assembling a team, which I think their 11 is better than United's. And Pochettino's got a lot of credit to take for that. But I'm not sure if we're proportioning all the credit to Pochettino incorrectly. Because there's a fella called Paul Mitchell that did a lot of the recruitment and the development of some of those players, like Harry Kane, like bringing in the likes of Eriksen and Ali and all of that. Paul Mitchell could be a massive cog in what happened or is happening at Spurs, because some of their signings of late don't quite match up to the sort of astute signings that we saw while Paul Mitchell was there, do they? You also seen him go to RB Leipzig, where he's identified and brought through the likes of Upamecano, Forsberg, Werner, Naby Keita. And Paul Mitchell is someone that's been linked heavily with the Manchester United job. Somebody that I think is very likely to get that job if a director of football is to be appointed. And I would expect to see some movement on that at the moment. I'm probably going to do a video in the next couple of weeks about why Paul Mitchell would be a great choice for that. If you'd like to see that, let me know. What do I think Giggs thinks about this? I don't know. I think it was there was an opportunity there. I think he was definitely being prepared to be that manager post-Fergie. But it's not worked out. I think Fergie's fingerprints are all over this. I don't think Woodward had a pot of glue who Mike Phelan was. I definitely think that he's the Solskjaer and Mike Phelan sort of appointment has come probably from Fergie himself. Daniel, I'm unhappy. Why didn't we get Ollie sooner? Maybe it needed us to go through what we've been through for it to really make sense to appoint someone like Ollie. We've been through two of the biggest names in managerial appointments that we could have been through in Louis van Gaal and Jose Mourinho, and they didn't resonate with the team, and they didn't really resonate with the support. So I think that someone like this coming in is a good shout if he's got the abilities. Now Ollie's shown us the tactical flexibility that he's got at Mulder and the things that he implemented with the way Mulder play football. And I think he's done a fantastic job with what he did there. And I think he's learned a lot. He probably learned a lot from all the defeats that he got as a Cardiff manager. What I really want to see myself is, did he learn from that Wolves game last week? That's the here and now that we've got to talk about, because there were some mistakes maybe, or he was outdone tactically a little bit by Nuno. If he can turn those over, I'd be very happy. Adnan says, if the board don't back him, we should speak up as fans so the board knows we know what they're doing and we won't take it anymore. I think that will help Holly get in the players that he needs. I don't think you need to spend hundreds of millions to improve this side. I think when I look at what Liverpool are doing, unfortunately, lately, and I look at what United used to do, where we and you look at what Juventus do and what Bayern Munich do, they cherry pick the best players in their league. It keeps the rest of the league down and it raises you up. And it still gives you a chance in Europe by doing that as well, because you know those players are likely to fit into the similar sort of styles of play that you play because they've come from the league. If United can do that, and I think we can get back to the top by doing that alone. We can improve this team to a standard where we could win the league just by taking other Premier League teams, players. When you look at Wijnaldum, Mane, Van Dijk, these are players that Liverpool lifted from Premier League teams. Even Milner and that's been a good servant for Liverpool. You can improve your team by going to the Premier League well and improving it that way. And I think United could do that. I think if you went for Alderweireld, Wan-Bissaka, there's so many that you could go and get from inside the Premier League, that Ruben Neves, that could instantly impact what's going on. James, do I think Woodward is finally starting to understand what the culture of the club is all about? It's hard to say, really. Is this a Woodward appointment? There was newspaper reports the other day that if we don't get a director of football, Woodward's just going to go and get Bale and Griezmann, which I think is childish writing from the author of that article, but there might be an element of truth to that. If that's what Woodward wants, Woodward needs to trust his manager, and if we get a director of football, he needs to allow that guy to go and do the job that he's there to do as well. Right, I'm going to wrap it up there, short and sweet. I think I'm happy. I actually haven't seen any comments there saying that they're not happy with it. Let me know in the comments after the video goes and stays up on YouTube. Are you happy with the appointment? Are you unhappy with the appointment? If you are, don't just put, yeah, I'm not happy. Please tell me why, because I'd like to understand your point of view, because for me, there's only positives to this. Looks like he understands the club, obviously. Looks like he gets what we're doing, and it looks like he's a very good fit for us. So for me, it's all positives. It's a change in tactic from the last couple of managers. Let's see if we can make it a big one. Thank you for joining us. Make sure to subscribe. Like the video if you're happy with the news that Solskjaer is going to be permanently at the wheel. And I'll see you in the next one. Laters.